This is the fourth and final lecture of Unit 7, Component 2, on Healthcare Quality Measurement and Improvement. This lecture will discuss quality measurement and improvement under meaningful use rules. The meaningful use rules are predicated on five healthcare goals for the United States. One of these goals is improving quality, safety, and efficiency with core measures for both eligible professionals and eligible hospitals. For professionals and hospitals, one of the core measures is the reporting of clinical quality measures to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, CMS, or their respective states. What are the specific clinical quality measures in the meaningful use rules for eligible professionals and hospitals? Eligible professionals must report on three core measures, and they are allowed to substitute alternative core measures if the denominator or number measured of any of the three core measures is zero. Then they must also report on three of 38 additional quality measures. Eligible hospitals must report on 15 measures. The reporting in the first year of meaningful use is by attestation of the numbers, but in 2012 and beyond, the actual quality data must be provided. CMS is aiming to align all of its quality reporting programs, PQRI, CHIPRA, RHQ-DAPU, and others, so that they are consistent and measures required for one program are common with measures required in another. This slide shows the three core quality measures for eligible professionals. As with all the quality measures, these have been vetted either by NQF or as part of the PQRI program. The first of these measures is blood pressure measurement for patients with hypertension. The second measure is assessment of tobacco use, and if it is used, whether a cessation intervention has been made. The third quality measure is adult weight screening and follow-up undertaken for patients who are overweight. Some practices, especially pediatric practices, will not be able to report on the three required core measures, so three additional core measures are allowed to be substituted in their place. One of them is weight assessment and counseling for children and adolescents. Another one is influenza immunization for patients 50 years or older. A final alternative core measure is childhood immunization status for the major immunizations of childhood. There are then 38 additional quality measures, of which at least three must be reported by the eligible professional. In these measures, the eligible professional has to report on what proportion of patients have met these measures, both the numerator of how many patients meet them and the denominator of how many patients are eligible to meet them. For example, the appropriate depression medication management method is considered in patients with depression. Other measures include breast cancer screening, cervical screening, colorectal screening, and various types of treatment for coronary artery disease. Continuing the additional quality measures for eligible professionals, there are a substantial number of measures for diabetic patients, such as how well blood pressure is under control, whether they have had a foot exam, and other aspects of treatment of diabetes. There are also a number of measures for patients with heart failure that are listed here. There are then additional quality measures for other conditions, such as ischemic vascular disease, breast or colon cancer, glaucoma, prostate cancer. Eligible hospitals must report on 15 quality measures. Like the other measures, these are vetted either by NQF or PQRI, and they vary for different conditions or parts of the hospital. This slide shows a broad range of hospital measures, from emergency department throughput, to stroke, to venous thromboembolism.